Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in cold but beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And we're absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast, even on tonight. For the past several weeks, we have been discussing the futility of likability. Let me say it one more time, the futility of likability. That word futility comes from the word futile, and it means pointless or useless in terms of trying to get people to like you, because sometimes if you have not done anything to hurt a person, have only done things to help a person, all you've tried to do is be there for them and to love them, and you have not intentionally done anything to certain people, can I tell you that they may not like you anyhow? And here's the reason why. Sometimes when you just be who you are, when you're just being you, you can expose a weakness, an insecurity, or a deficiency, or even an inadequacy in a person just by being present around them. And so it is in the life of David and the king Saul. David did nothing to Saul, but tried to do everything he could to help him, play the harp. David even gained favor from Saul, but Saul turned on David. Notice 1 Samuel chapter 18, and I want you to look at verse number 11. This is after it was found out that the women came back and were singing and attributed more people to be favorable toward David than Saul. They were saying that in their songs that David has killed his 10,000s and now Saul has killed his thousands. And it absolutely outraged Saul to the degree that as while David was playing the harp for Saul, as usual, the Bible says in verse number 11 of 1 Samuel 18, Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, I will pin David to the wall. But David escaped from his presence twice. If you have hurled a metaphorical spear at somebody, you have pinned them to the wall because they expose something in you. Maybe your work ethic is not where it needs to be. Maybe your being on time is not where it needs to be. Maybe your looks physically, maybe you could stand to lose a few pounds, and that's not where it needs to be. But when you see somebody skinny, or you see somebody a little bit more healthier, or you see somebody having just a little nicer car, or if you see somebody having all the favor and you don't feel like you have enough, sometimes it exposes that weakness within you. And sometimes if you're not careful, you will do the same thing that Saul did to David. You will hurl a spear and try to attack a person, and you don't even know why you're attacking them. Can I tell you that this is the process of people becoming haters? Because when they see somebody, that person, even though that person has not done anything to certain people, that person exposes something within a person's mind, in their thinking, in their thoughts, and what they try to do is simply attack people. So David ended up becoming the king's enemy. What a twist of events. It's so interesting how this happens. So what I want to tell you tonight is that if you see someone and they expose something within you, instead of trying to attack that person, put down your spear. Put down your spear. Stop talking about people because they expose something within you. Put down your spear. Stop attacking people. Stop saying evil things about people. Stop saying negative things about people who have not done anything to you. Just because there's something within that person that they have achieved a certain thing, done a certain thing that maybe you haven't. Maybe they intellectually are on a higher level than you. And what you need to do is just put down your spear and don't allow your insufficiencies being exposed to cause you to attack those who appear to be sufficient. And that's exactly what Saul did to David. As a matter of fact, when you realize that you are attacking people for no good reason and you're trying to find something within them, you will have what I call irrational, erroneous thoughts that will come into your mind. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 18, and I want to look at verse number 12, I think it is. Now Saul was afraid of David, for the Lord was with him, but had departed from Saul. Do you see that? Now this is the king. Just because David was a wonderful warrior and the women were singing a song that actually honored Saul, but in that song, the women attributed more people to David than they did Saul, now Saul has become afraid. Can I tell you that the people sometimes who put up a strong front against you, it's not because you have done something wrong. It's this, they treat you with behavior as if they don't like you. Watch this, because they're afraid of you. They are afraid you may take their position at work. They are afraid you may do more than they have done. They are afraid that you may climb the spiritual ladder and be more spiritual and be more holy than you. So actually they have erroneous and irrational thoughts about you because they put up for front as if they are so tough and so hard. But guess what? They're afraid of you. And it doesn't even make any sense. Now watch this. Notice verse number 15. So there we see that he was afraid of David. Verse number 15 says, when Saul saw he was prospering greatly, that's referring to David. Notice what the Bible says. He dreaded him. So he's afraid of him. And every time something good happened for David, Saul was afraid, or because he was prospering, Saul dreaded him. Can I tell you that your enemies are afraid of you? And they dread to see you coming, because every time they see you coming, you expose something within them that they may not even be willing to correct. And you got to make sure you understand that. So make sure if you are the person that's trying to have irrational thoughts about somebody else that has not done anything to you or done anything other than try to help you, but you're still trying to attack them, put down your spear. Put down your spear. Allow yourself to be motivated to increase in the areas in your life where you can improve on. And that's what we have to do, because when someone exposes your weakness, if you're not careful, you'll start having irrational thoughts. And can I tell you that Saul was also suspicious of David? Can I tell you why I believe that Saul was suspicious of David? It's just because people will try to find something wrong with you when you expose something within them because you're doing something good. And if that person is not doing something good and they see you doing something good, they'll try to find something wrong with you to bring you down back to their level so that they can feel good about themselves. Now, let me just tell you something powerful about this. I'll give you another point or two and we'll wrap this thing up tonight. Your deficiency, if you are feeling deficient, which means that you don't have enough in a particular area, your deficiency is not permanent. I know people who've lost a ton of weight. You would never be able to tell that they used to be a larger size than they are now or twice their size. I know people who used to be on drugs that come to church every Sunday, but some of you would never be able to know who it was because they have cleaned their lives up. I know people who used to do all kinds of negative, unspiritual, unhealthy, and unholy behaviors, but because they didn't allow their deficiencies to become permanent, now they have been blessed to change their ways. So you can turn your deficiency into a sufficiency, which means that you have more than enough. Watch this through obedience. Let me close with this. Proverbs chapter 18, one of my favorite chapters in the book of Proverbs. But verse number 16 is a powerful verse that's germane to what we're talking about tonight. And thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ tonight. We always have people all over the country, and we're so grateful to God for this opportunity tonight. Let me close with this. Proverbs 18, verse 16 says, notice what the writer says. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Do you not know that all you have to do is craft your gift? I'm thinking about people who I look up to, like Brother John Marshall, who has crafted his gift of writing. He's crafted his gift of sermonizing. I'm thinking about great men like Jim Clemon, who has crafted his ability to write and to be able to write on topics like economic empowerment, and to be able to put books and books and books together, how his ability has just grown and grown and grown, and how he can articulate and make words come alive off the pages that he writes. Why? Because he has worked on his gift. And when you work on your gift, despite somebody else being successful that you see, allow that to motivate you. Don't throw or hurl a spear at that person. Ask them what they did to get there so that they could share that information with you, and you can take that information and work on your gift. And the Bible says a man's gift will make room for him. In other words, if it feels closed in and you cannot get the opportunities that you see other people getting, and you don't feel like there has been enough room for you, the book of Proverbs tells us through the wisdom that's written in this book that your gift will make room for you. So what is that telling us? Just be awesome at what it is that you do, that God has given you the skills, gifts, talents. I always tell our church this: whatever God has given you the skills, gifts, talents, and abilities to do, work at it. Work at it. Work at it. Don't stop. Keep working at it. Keep grinding. Take that to another level. And you know what? The book of wisdom says your gift will make all the room you need. Your gift will open up doors for you that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, because your gift has the ability to bring you before some great men. And this is so true. I wish I had more time tonight. But put down your spear. And next week, I'm going to tell you what you need to do in addition to putting down your spear when you see someone that has risen to a higher level. And you, instead of trying to hate on them, let's brag on them. Because if we brag on them, then we're telling God, God, thank you for showing me what you can do through a person. God, thank you for showing me how you blessed that person to get that car, or that house, or that wife, or that husband, or have that wonderful, beautiful family. And I know since you blessed them, oh God, I know that you can do the same thing for me. I'm getting excited right through here. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ with yours truly, Brian C. Jones. I would suggest we do this even right now. Let's pray for our enemies. And don't make people your enemies who haven't done anything to you. Don't treat them with behavior as if you don't like them because they expose something within you. Maybe God put that person around you to bring you up and take you to a higher level. But if you look at them and despise them and afraid of them, or just look at them in an erroneous way, then that you are going to attack that person. But I want to suggest to you with godly love tonight, God still loves you. Put down your spear. If you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you tonight. Just dial number one on your phone, and when the last four digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. God bless you on tonight.
Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Brother John, thank you for that wonderful lesson. Asking prayer. Continued prayer for my family. It was just such a blessing to have you at church yesterday. That was an awesome, awesome presentation that the young people really, really need. I wish more had attended, but thank you, and God continually bless you and your family.
Thank you, Sister Anderson. It was awesome seeing you on yesterday as well. And I want to thank you for your support and your encouragement. And we just had a wonderful time with the Hagler Street Church. We'll keep you and your family in prayer, Sister Anderson, and keep on keeping on doing all that God is doing through you. We thank you so very much. If you're listening with us on Passion for Christ tonight, if you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. All you have to do is dial number one right now. Let me know, help you know this as well. We also have a grace and mercy prayer call that comes on every Monday through Friday at approximately 7:30 a.m. It usually lasts about 10 minutes, and so we'd love to have you on the grace and mercy prayer call. And if you need that phone number, that number is 641-715-0875. The access code is 320-370-pound. That again is 320-370-pound. And that is for the Grace and Mercy prayer call. We have an internet listener with us tonight. Caller that is calling, not calling, but is on the internet right now. State your prayer request at this time. You're on live.
Good morning. Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Terry Baskin from Dayton, Ohio. Thanking God for one more day. Thanking you all for just holding the prayer line this evening. Asking prayers for my brother, Robert Logan, and his cancer battle. He has some vices that he is still dealing with. And I just ask that you all just lift him up in prayer that he will give up those vices and allow his cancer treatment to continue to still be effective, along with the prayers of the righteous. That is availing much on his behalf. Asking continued prayers for my cousin Pat Foster that is dealing and battling cancer that is continuing to spread. That God will continue to give her comfort with all the pain that she's dealing with, along with my cousin Sharon Derrick that is dealing with cancer, and all others that are dealing with cancer at this time. Continued prayers for my family that's outside the body of Christ. Continue prayers for my son-in-law, Reggie, and my daughter, Angel, that they may come back to the admonition of the Lord. Asking continued prayers for me, for my health, and some decisions that I am dealing with that I may continue to look to God for all my guidance. Praying for and with each and every one of you.
Thank you, Sister Baskin, for being with us tonight via internet, and we'll certainly keep you Robert Logan and all those to whom you requested prayers for and our prayers on tonight, and prayerfully those who are listening will keep your family, you and your family, in continued prayers. I just feel compelled to say that God is a healer, and we know that God is able. He's done it before, and we just believe that he's able to do it again if it is his will. And we're just so grateful to have all those who are with us tonight. Thank you for holding on. It's approximately 9:19. We're going to take our cares, our prayers, our supplications unto God. Thank you for listening to Passion for Christ tonight with yours truly. Please make sure you're with us next week for a brief devotion and prayer time. Tonight, we have one of our prayer warriors from the Grace View Church of Christ here in Anderson, Brother Matthew Gardner, who does a wonderful job, I think, on Wednesdays, wonderful Wednesdays on the Grace and Mercy prayer call. And he did a great job yesterday while I was in another congregation. He filled in for me, and for what I'm hearing, he did a phenomenal job. So, Brother Gardner, we thank you for your giftedness, and we thank you for leading our prayer tonight. You're on the air live. You can go ahead now. Thank all of you for tuning in tonight.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come, Lord, with a heart full of thanks. We thank you, Lord, for all the rich and many wonderful blessings thou bestowed upon us to this day. But most of all, Lord, we thank thee for Jesus, the Son of the living God who died on that old rugged cross for the sins of the world. Based upon the fact what Jesus did, Heavenly Father, we at this time thou be so kind to forgive us for all our shortcomings, forgive us for all our sins. Heavenly Father, you have a host of people on the call this night, Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless the Sister Anderson, Heavenly Father, her family, Lord. Bless the Lord just to keep on keeping on. Bless the Hale Street Church of Christ. Bless Brother White as well as he's doing a recovery, Heavenly Father, and all the sick and shut in at that congregation as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, bless Sister Cobb, Sister Clement, and Brother Clement as well, Heavenly Father, all those and bereaving, Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless each and every one through and throughout the brotherhood, Heavenly Father. A special, special prayer on Sister Terry Baskin, Heavenly Father, Lord. She is just truly, truly thankful for one more day. Lord, she just want to let you know, Lord, she loves you and she wants more of you. Bless, Heavenly Father, her brother, Brother Robert Logan, Heavenly Father, Lord, dealing with cancer and all of the dealing with cancer and all of the sickness, ailment, or whatever it may be. Also, her cousin Pat Foster, Heavenly Father, Lord, dealing with cancer as well. Sharon Derrick, Heavenly Father, Lord, those that are outside of the body of Christ. Reggie, Heavenly Father, Angel, all those who are gone by the wayside. Lord, there's many, many by the wayside. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, continue to let our light shine before men, that those in darkness will see us, Lord, and see the Jesus in us, Heavenly Father, and come to thee and live before it's everlasting. Too late. Bless all those on the sound of my voice, all those who come in contact with. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we lay down, we pray, Lord, we see another day closed in our right mind, Lord, and our mind still set on Jesus. As we run this Christian race, Heavenly Father, and do until the end, go the last mile of the way, we want to see thy face in peace. Hear thy voice say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful with few things, make thee rule of many things. Enter thine the joy of the Lord. What a shout and a victory that will be. Lord, these and all the blessings that's in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
Concentrate on the things you learn and obey his best command.
He'll receive you, yeah.
He'll receive you with all
open arms. The Lord
is there to take your hand.
To the angels in heaven,
angels in our way.
Oh, Lord, the water
the
is red.
Water is red.
So don't wait too late.
He loves you so.
Well,
so
you gotta do what's right. He wants
to
give you a crown of life.
Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.